Dawn Menendez is about to die. Unlike the day we all met her, this one is going to stick. With only 2 days of her lucky winter year remaining, Rita was trying to make each second count.
Jesus Christ, Rita, Antarctica?
It's a continent.
What's going on? What happened?
Rita took me to Antarctica.
Rita, she's wearing a t-shirt.
I'm sorry. I poofed her out as soon as she started complaining.
Which was immediately.
Hey, it still counts. We were busy saving the world, so we barely got to do your bucket spreadsheet. I'm just trying to help you hit as many of these as possible before your time is up.
What bucket spreadsheet item did you cross off with a trip to Antarctica?
She wanted to visit as many continents as possible. We hit all of them.
Rita, I don't care about most of the items on this spreadsheet anymore. I was going to go along with crossing things off because you seem to need it, but after Antarctica, dude, I don't want to be recovering from an autistic meltdown in my last 2 days to live. Please.
Oh, baby.
No, I didn't mean to make you cry.
We already missed your birthday because we were in hell. I'm an awful friend.
That's patently false.
You literally died to save Dawn.
I should have made sure we got to work on your list more this last year. I should have stopped.
Rita, do you know how many of these items we've accidentally crossed off?
What?
Here, look. Play D&D with a group of friends. Get a dog. Try mushrooms. Hack a large corporation. I'd say helping Viv hack the DMV helps. Commit a felony.
Commit a felony was on your bucket spreadsheet?
Right, I'm a complex woman.
But there's so much we didn't get to.
And we've done so much more shit that I couldn't have even fathomed putting on this list. Rita, I helped kill the king of vampires. The whole world knows about witches now, and more people like me won't have to wait until their 30s to find their magic. Not only am I a mom to a dog, he's a hellhound who can teleport. I have friends, Rita. Friends who don't just tolerate me. Do you know how hard it's been for me as an autistic person to feel like I actually belong in a friend group? That seemed so unattainable, I didn't even put it on my list.
So did I just waste several hours of your final days trying to get through this list?
No. I feel really loved.
You are really loved. You promised me you're not going to do anything else just because you feel like I need it, okay? These last 48 hours are all about you. What do you want to do?
Yeah, Dawn. What can we do for you?
Well, there's one thing on my bucket spreadsheet that I'd still really like to do, but it's a big ask. I don't feel right asking y'all to help with that one.
Donnie, I think I also speak for Rita when I say that we'd do anything in our power to make it happen.
Yeah, little buddy. Literally anything. Except, I'm banned from ever attending another recording of The Price is Right. I know that was on your list.
Why were you banned?
I threatened to castrate Bob Barker.
Why?
Of course you did.
I got called on as a contestant, and I was only $10 over on guessing the price of a new 1989 Ford Taurus.
Okay, this doesn't explain why you threatened to castrate Bob Barker.
I turn into another person when I'm competing, okay? I'm not proud. I lost the 1989 Ford Taurus.
You would have only been able to drive that for a few months anyway. You were in a lucky winter year.
I know. Anyway, I lost the Ford Taurus, and then I called Bob Barker a shrimp dick cuck, and then I threatened to neuter him like one of his dogs.
Jesus Christ, baby.
I'm not proud.
Well, fortunately for Drew Carey's balls, I'm not talking about the Price is Right part of my bucket spreadsheet.
What spreadsheet item are you talking about?
Look at number 17G.
Be a maid of honor at a friend's wedding.
Oh, Donnie.
I know. It's totally inappropriate for me to ask. Y'all are only getting married the once and...
And we only have a couple of days to make sure our best friend can be there.
But you probably don't want to put together some slapdash ceremony and...
You being there is more important than anything else.
You mean that?
We do, little buddy.
You can be both of our maid of honor.
Thank you.
Where are you going?
I'm getting my whiteboard. We have a wedding to plan before I die.
After some decisive wedding planning, Sunny called Keegan to help her with part of her pre-wedding to-do list. He met her at a vintage shop where they got to work. Sunny was in a fitting room and Keegan was waiting for her on a couch positioned just outside.
Do I need to get a suit or something?
No, just wear something nice you already own.
So no Crocs?
Keegan.
I'm fucking with you. I don't even own Crocs.
How's it going with getting Rita her documents?
Viv is helping her create a social security number, birth certificate, and ID. She's working on the marriage license part, too.
These aren't all fake documents, right? I don't want to have to buy a house with her when we move to Murphy Bay and it turns out we're not legally married.
No, they're real. She's doing a bunch of, the only way to put it is illegal shit. In order to get Rita her documents. I say it's morally correct, since the government shouldn't have a say in your relationship in the first place, and they don't have a way for 66 million year old demigods to get the paperwork they need.
Okay, good.
Hey, Aunt Sunny?
Yeah?
Can I ask you a huge favor?
As long as it doesn't have to happen before my wedding, of course, sweetie. Even if you weren't my nephew, you just helped save the world and got me out of hell. I feel like I owe you.
You don't owe me. But if you say yes to what I'm asking, I'll feel like I'm going to owe you.
Anything, Keeks.
Oh my god.
Is that a good oh my god?
This is it. This is the wedding dress.
You really think?
Look in that mirror and tell me you don't feel like a fairy princess.
Oh my god.
Right? The other dresses you tried on either felt too dated or stuffy. But this one is different.
With the lace and the bell sleeves, I feel like Stevie Nicks.
Who's he?
Who's he?
Jesus, I'm messing with you. I'm 21, not an alien. I know Fleetwood Mac. Oh no, what's wrong? Do you not like feeling like Stevie Nicks?
This is happy crying. The last time I got married, it was to a man I hated. And I never thought I'd be able to marry a woman. And here I am, with my nephew, wearing a dress that makes me feel prettier than I have in my entire life. About to not just marry a woman, but she's a literal demigod. I can't believe my life turned out like this.
You deserve it. I wish your future wife knew how to modulate the volume of her voice and was a better driver, but if those are the worst of your problems...
Then I think we're gonna be okay.
I think so too.
You were gonna ask me something?
Can we sit?
Do you owe someone money? What's happened? You're making the same face you made when you wrecked my car in high school.
No, it's nothing like that. I mean, it might be bigger than that. I don't know.
If it's about my rug you ruined, I'm not mad. You saved the world, and it's just a rug.
I want to move to Murphy Bay with you and Rita.
That's not what I was expecting.
I feel like I'm supposed to. I was stuck in a rut before you asked me to help with everything. I had graduated, I had done okay with my activism and community organizing, and I had a pretty big social media following to help facilitate that. But it never felt like enough. I thought the way I could help make the world a better place was outside of my witchcraft. I thought they weren't related. But now...
Your witchcraft helped the world more than anything you'd done before.
I think being closer to more of my family would be good for me. I want to study and become a better witch. I've helped change the world with witches out in the open thanks to me.
You feel responsible.
Yeah. Responsible for what? I don't know yet. And Nostradamus said something about me finding a hagstone on the beach in Murphy Bay. Something about that being where my real journey began. I know it's totally inappropriate of me to ask, but I shouldn't.
Well, start packing, kid.
What? Are you serious?
I've already talked to a realtor. I'm putting my house on the market next week, and your Aunt Orla in Murphy Bay is finding me a realtor there. I was looking for a two-bedroom house, one for me and Rita in a craft/guest room, but I'll tell her to look for a three-bedroom, two-bath. I love you, kid. I'm so proud of you. I think you're right. You have a new responsibility to all of these new witches you called forth, and all the old witches who are now out in the open. I don't know what that responsibility is either, but if you and Nostradamus think your future lies in Murphy Bay, who am I to argue?
Thank you so much. I promise I won't ruin any more rugs. I'll help take care of Jaxie. I'll be the best housemate. I don't even need my own bathroom.
Oh, the two bathroom thing has nothing to do with you. You'd actually be sharing a bathroom with me. Rita has to have her own bathroom.
Is she that much of a diva?
No, she pisses and shits now, and it's worse than the time Jaxie ate that bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh, God.
Well, I think we found the dress I'm going to get married in.
I agree.
You look ethereal.
What's next on our wedding to-do list?
Normal wedding stuff. Summoning our officiant in hell.
Dex and I'll work on getting the backyard ready, baby. Y'all take however long you need.
Thanks, Grakna.
As Dax and Grakna prepared the backyard for a wedding ceremony, Dawn had some business to attend to. She stood facing the couch in Sunny's living room. On the couch sat Rita and Viv.
I'm ready to help. Put me to work on the wedding.
This actually doesn't have anything to do with the wedding.
Is it an intervention?
It should be.
Oh no, do you have a problem?
I'm talking about you, you fucking dink.
You come here on the day before my fucking wedding, and you call me a dink.
It's not an intervention. I'm being the executor of my own will.
Like the Pokemon egg guy?
She's distributing her assets.
These assets are Pokemon related.
I'll leave you my Grimer t-shirt.
Yes, who's the dink now?
Still you.
I have some more important things to give away, though. I'm going to take care of what I have for Viv first, and then I'll let you go work on wedding stuff while I give Rita hers.
You've already given me your uncle's workshop, Dawn.
And now I'm going to give you this.
Oh my god, El Bicho? Shouldn't this go to family?
Didn't we already go over this? I chose you to be family, Viv. This gun is staying in the family. And I also want you to have these fingerless gloves Dax gave me. They add a +1 to your punching damage.
Are you sure?
I want to know that you're going to be okay. Even if you weren't an artificer, we live in a world where every trans woman should have her own magic gun and super punching gloves. You helped change the world, Viv. I don't think you're going to be answering phones at the workshop anymore.
I get the feeling my days of being behind a desk are over, too. Thank you so much, Dawn.
No, thank you for being my friend.
You're easy to love, Dawn. You don't have to thank me for that.
I spent my whole life being treated like I was difficult to love. You're one of the people who helped me realize that those people were wrong. I can't thank you enough.
So, should I go ahead and work on my part of the wedding preparations?
Yep. I'm cutting you loose.
Wedding captain?
Yes?
Not you.
She's obviously talking about me. I'm the double maid of honor.
I'm the one getting married.
Is my time still best spent working on food for the guests and the special blood for the bride who's not a dink, or should I work on something else?
That's perfect. Keep me updated.
Will do.
I still don't understand why she doesn't like me.
She likes you.
She constantly gives me shit.
Yeah, that's how I know she likes you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be damned.
I have some stuff to give you, but I also have some requests.
I'll do anything you ask me, little buddy. You want me to go beat up Bobby Flay?
No, but I know you want to do that.
You bet your ass I do.
I want you to have the ice cream truck.
Wouldn't this make more sense to give to Viv? It's an artificered up truck. There's all sorts of magic shit about it that I'm sure we never got to figure out. I think Viv
I want you to have it because of all the magic shit. Rita, you're the Kingslayer in Hell.
We don't actually know that the prophecy was talking about me. Judith actually killed Ambrogio. So
you killed so many fucking kings, Rita. It's obviously you.
I don't know.
I'm not arguing about that with you. Anyway, regardless of titles, you went around Hell killing oligarchs and redistributing their wealth.
And I'd like to point out, I chose my body based off this Italian nun I met. I have thick eyebrows, and I'm hot as hell. That Luigi dude totally copied me.
I guarantee he didn't.
Whatever. I'm still boycotting McDonald's. My ass would have never gotten caught.
Can I please give you my final wishes?
Sorry. Yes, continue.
You didn't know what you were going to do after you learned you weren't a Reaper. But I think you found it. Your dad made you to help keep things balanced. You did that job in Hell, sometimes by accident, from what you told me. I think protecting humanity is what you were made to do. And I want you to use the ice cream truck and all the magic shit in it to help you do just that.
I'm not the hero type, Donnie.
Viv's right. You are a dink. The world has changed. You don't have to hide what you are. Witches are out in the open. Hell, they've open-sourced the recipe for Telemarade now that they literally burned Sanguis to the ground. This new world needs you, Rita. Even if you don't feel like a hero, can you do this for me?
I would do anything for you, little buddy. Every time I help someone, I'm gonna imagine I'm helping you.
Okay, then. I don't want you to revert to doing a bunch of drugs and being apathetic all the time.
Oh, there's no chance of that. You changed me. I wouldn't be a person worthy of marrying Sonny without you. Thank you. Thank you for being the first person to love me.
Like Viv just told me, you're easy to love. I also left a bunch of my artificer gadgets in the truck. Cabroncita included. They're all for you.
Oh, holy shit, I get Cabroncita?
That gun has been passed down to the women in my family for generations. You're my sister. There's nobody else I could think of who deserves it more.
I'm gonna shoot so much stuff.
But please don't shoot your eye out.
No promises.
All of the shit I put in the truck is stuff I really want you and Sunny to have. Any of my shit that's not in the truck, you and Sunny can take what you want and give the rest away.
I don't know what I'm gonna do without you.
I don't know either. But I know it's gonna be amazing. I hope wherever I end up, I get to see it. Now, come on. We have to go get you a suit. We can cry later. I'm not dead yet.
I already have one.
Yeah, when you shoplifted from the Salvation Army.
They suck. They hate trans people.
It's not the shoplifting from the bigot store I have an issue with. It's two sizes too big, and you painted cum slut on the back of the jacket.
Okay, what's your point?
Sunny wouldn't like it in your wedding pictures.
All right, let's go.
You get to drive your new ice cream truck. Try not to kill me early, please. Okay. Thank you all for joining me this morning. It's a big day. Rita and Sunny are getting married and I'm dying at midnight. Let's make it count. Everyone, take a good look at my whiteboard. This is today's schedule.
Dawn stood next to her whiteboard, beside Sunny's kitchen table, as she had done many times before. The table was full this morning, full of folks who had arrived to be in the wedding party. Leonard, Keegan, Kyle, Ricky and Sunny sat around the table. Rita was in the kitchen making breakfast for everyone.
Hello, I don't see my name anywhere.
It's right there. You're walking Rita down the aisle.
That's it?
This is Rita's wedding day. Don't make it about you.
Thank you, Step-Papa.
You don't have to call me that.
Leonard.
Yes?
Do you have everything set for the hand-fasting ceremony?
Done.
Beautiful. Sunny, did the documents that Viv procured from Rita work for getting your marriage license?
Yes. I was nervous, but nobody batted an eye.
Okay, I got a stack of flat boys with tree jizz and a side of freshly cranked veggie hog for Leonard.
Oh, yummy.
What?
Pancakes with syrup and a side of veggie bacon.
Whoa, you can do that diner waiter thing where you hold a bunch of plates on your forearms?
I'm gonna be real with you. This is my first try, and I need you to let me pass these out before I drop them all.
Got it. Please continue.
I got fried nanas, a double cloaca surprise sloppy style topped with Satan spit, two strips of freshly cranked veggie hog, and a wiggle special for Dawn.
What the fuck is that?
Plátanos maduros, two eggs over easy, topped with hot sauce.
And two strips of veggie bacon.
Yep, and some fruit salad.
Yummy, yummy. And for my dad, you get a little of what everyone else got.
I don't get a bunch of funny diner waitress talk.
I'd just be repeating the same thing. It's not funny. Ricky, I honestly don't know what a glowing skeleton person eats, so here.
This is a 9-volt battery.
Bone apple teeth. And for my darling bride, mi amor, my sunshine, my naughty little doctor with a magic tongue.
Oh my goodness.
A thermos of blood for you, my sweet.
Thank you, baby.
Okay. Oh, fuck, I missed coffee. Anyway, what's on the agenda for today, wedding captain?
The lists and timestamps by everyone's names detail the specifics that each of you are responsible for today and the time by which you should be finished with each task.
Why are they making you do so much organizing on your last day alive?
She eats this shit up.
Yeah, she's having a great time.
Yeah, this organizing is so fun when it isn't the end of the world. We have 30 minutes to finish our breakfast. After that, everyone should get started on their jobs for the day. But the gist of it, we get these two married, and then we party till I die.
At 8 p.m. exactly, according to Dawn's schedule, everyone was gathered in Sunny's backyard for the wedding. The guest list was small. Dax, Grakna, Hink, Viv, and Ricky all sat in chairs. One of the chairs held a single calling candle, where Nostradamus had been called for the occasion. The guests were arranged in a semicircle, surrounding an altar made by Keegan's Druid Grove, out of twisting vines and night-blooming jasmine. Beneath the altar stood the officiant, Leonard, and the double maid of honor, Dawn.
Okay, everyone. It's time. Keegan, hit it.
Standing by the back door to the house, Keegan tapped his druid staff twice. As the music began, the back door to the house opened. Sunny stepped out and Keegan offered her his arm. In her vintage dress, she walked across the yard in her bare feet. Her blonde hair was loose around her shoulders, and she was grinning ear to ear.
My God, she's like a goddamn elf princess from the Lord of the Rings.
After Sunny made her way down the aisle, Rita and Kyle appeared by the back door. Rita wore a midnight blue suit with a white shirt unbuttoned to her sternum under her jacket. In traditional Rita fashion, she finished the look with her combat boots. Rita took Kyle's arm, and they walked to the altar together. Rita's eyes filled with tears as she walked, transfixed by Sunny, like she were the only other person there. As soon as she reached the altar, Rita let go of her dad's arm and grabbed Sunny's hands as though her life depended on it.
Keegan, cut the music. Leonard?
Oh, yes, my turn. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to celebrate the union of Dr. Sunshine Simmons and Rita Menendez.
Did you say Rita Menendez?
I had to pick a last name for my documentation. I hope you don't mind. My middle name is Dawn.
Oh, I've never been more honored in my life.
That was the idea.
Oh, I'm sorry, Leonard, please continue.
Oh, gracious. Oh, I'm going to cry already. Get it together, Leonard. Okay. We celebrate this union through the ritual of hand fasting. Keegan, the cord.
Got it, Aunt Sunny. Aunt Rita, this cord has been used in every Murphy family wedding for the last 400 years.
I'm not really a Murphy, though.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course you are.
In tying their hands together, we represent the connection of their two hearts. Their arms create an infinity symbol representing the eternal nature of their love.
Does hand fasting usually involve a shibari knot?
Listen, I know one method of tying two people together, and I didn't have time to learn less sexually charged knotting techniques.
Getting married to Rita, it feels appropriate.
Now that their hands are bound, the couple will share their vows, which they have written themselves. Sunny, would you like to go first?
Rita, when I was a little girl, I used to dream that I'd marry Glinda from The Wizard of Oz. I promise it's relevant. I saw this beautiful, otherworldly woman appear from the sky in a bubble, and I was obsessed. When I first met you, you had appeared in a cloud of smoke in the woods while I was high on shrooms. You're better than Glinda. You're real. You gave me this second chance at life as a vampire. You make me laugh every day. You've got the purest heart, and my greatest honor in life is that you choose to share that heart with me. I loved you from the moment you first looked at me with those big brown eyes and called me by my full name. Nobody ever does that. I promise to be gentle with your heart. I promise to love you, to work through challenges and conflict with you, and to come out the other side even closer. I promise to be your partner through these immortal lives of ours, through all the ways we change and grow.
I would ask about the ring, but Rita already has hers.
Someone would have to kill me again to get it off my finger.
Rita?
My turn?
Mm-hmm.
Sunny, you made me understand romantic love. I mean, sure, I love fucking and sucking. But...
of course you got fucking and sucking into your wedding vows. Sorry, continue.
Okay, so yeah, sure, I love fucking and sucking. But you? Never before had I wanted to share my life with someone. When I think of my plans for the future, I planned for you. I used to be happy being a slacker, looking for a quick hit of dopamine and little else. But you make me want to be a better woman. I died, and you and Dawn came to hell to save me. I mean, my God, do you know what it feels like to be loved like that? Most weddings include the phrase, till death do us part, but not even my dad can separate us.
Oh, wow.
You are one of the strongest women I know. And I promise to be your partner through it all. Even if that means going to hell again.
God, I hope it doesn't, though.
Yeah, for real, though. Me too. You lit up my world, Sunshine. I promise with every fiber of my being, I'm gonna try to do the same for you.
Jexy, the ring.
He wasn't supposed to keep the ring box in his mouth.
He wouldn't let me tie the little pillow thing onto his collar. He just stole the box and teleported away.
That's a slimy ring box.
It's a little crescent moon.
And that's a little sapphire. You called me a celestial body enough times. I figured my sunshine needs her moon. So much of the good that people see in me, it's just a reflection of your light. It seemed appropriate. I hope you like it.
I love it.
With the sharing of vows and exchanging of rings, the couple will now release hands. Still bound together with the cord, this symbolizes that while they're both still individuals, their hearts are forever connected. Now, smooch each other, you fucking homosexuals!
Yay! That's my baby!
Now what's next, double maid of honor?
We party till I die. Keegan, hit it.
I made party favors. Everyone gets their own personal joint.
By 11:55 p.m., Dawn had said her goodbyes to everyone but Sunny and Rita. The guests all left, and the three women lay on the clover that covered Sunny's backyard. This was where Dawn requested to be when she died. Dawn was in the middle, and Sunny and Rita lay on either side of her, holding her hands. Jaxie lay at their feet, attempting to comfort all three of his mommies. It was almost time. They stared at the night sky together.
Do you both know how much I love you?
I've never had a friend make me feel more loved, Dawn.
You came to hell to find me. I know you love me. I know.
I spent my whole life feeling like any attempt at friendship would fail. Being autistic, I'd contort myself to fit in. But I never belonged. Thanks to you two, I know what it feels like to belong, to be cherished. When I die, I know I'm going to be missed. This time last year, nobody missed me. That's why I didn't give a shit about most of my bucket spreadsheet. I thought that feeling was unattainable. I didn't even put it on my list. You helped me achieve what I thought was impossible for someone like me. I have lived and lived more in my lucky winter year than I did in my previous 33 years of life. And it's thanks to you too. I used to be so scared. I used to feel like a failed human. That there was something about me that was unlovable. I died alone this time last year. I spent most of my time alone. And now what? I'm gonna die surrounded by the people I love most in this world. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for teaching me that I was always worthy of love, exactly how I am. I don't know where I'm going next.
But knowing that we're soulmates, I'll find you both. I'll find you, I promise. Even if it takes 100 lifetimes, I'm going to find you again. We're always gonna find each other.
I'm going to look for you every single day for the rest of my immortal life.
And I'm gonna help her.
Jaxie, you are the goodest boy I've ever known. Thanks for making me a mom. That's another thing I never thought would happen. I love you so much, kid.
Fuck. It's almost time.
Sunny and Rita both turned to Dawn and deeply embraced her.
I love you, Dawnie. I love you so much. Oh,
I love you. Goodbye, little buddy.
I love you too. Goodbye, Sunny. Goodbye, Rita. I love you both more than anything. God, I really was lucky.
No, no, Daddy. No, no, God. No, 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 no.
Two months later, on a foggy September day, Rita, Sunny, Keegan, and Jaxie stood in Murphy Bay, Oregon, staring at their new home. They leaned against the ice cream truck, exhausted from the drive.
This is it.
Are you sure?
What does that mean?
She means this place looks like a shithole.
He said it. I didn't say it. I made sure I didn't say it.
I haven't bought a house since 1971. The housing market in Oregon is really expensive. And half the properties in Murphy Bay have been bought up by this company called Indec. I did my best. At least this one doesn't have fire damage.
Oh, small blessing?
It has water damage, though.
Oh, great. I love black mold.
I already paid for mold remediation. There's no black mold.
You know it's haunted, right?
You can't tell that by looking at the house.
Baby. Former Grim Reaper here. That shit's haunted. You can just tell.
Great. Perfect. That explains why it was in our budget. What do we do? Call for ghost remediation?
You know who would have immediately sprung into action?
Dawnie.
She would have read some book on ghosts of the Pacific Northwest and would make a device to banish it out of a toaster and some paper clips.
Do you really not know how to unhaunt our house?
The DMV is gone. I have no power over ghosts anymore. My scythe is just a scythe. How do we figure this out without Dawn?
I don't know, but we'll do it together.
I'll get some supplies, ask someone who might know the history of the house, and get to work on it. I'm no Dawn, but I can help.
And you think you're just going to take my truck to get those supplies?
Baby, I love you so much, but he's a better driver than you, and we sold my car. Where are you going to find info about the house and supplies?
Oh, there's a magic shop on the square. Murphy Bay Magic.
Sounds like a place Dawn would have liked.
Why don't you come with me? You can pick out a present for Dawn. Aunt Sunny said I could set up an altar in the house. We can leave her an offering.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd like that.
Oh, shit, listeners. I smell a spinoff.
If you liked the series finale of today's lucky winner, you can thank our Patreon supporters. Like Lilith Rain, Janice Weston, Jill Shambaugh, Bethany Glass, Percy, Chamberlain Foreman, Nunya B, Kate Michigoose, K-Genius, Chibs1012, Dave Perrell, Megan E, Carl Brooks, Natasha Neves, Gus, Lutzi,
Helen Clifford, B. Trossler, Sewing Seraph, Rachel Rachelson, Fintago, and Randy Lovings. Fuck, I'm already starting to cry. I also want to thank anyone who has ever been a Patreon supporter at any point in time. I want to thank those of you who could never make Patreon a thing that you subscribe to, and I understand, and you shared with your friends. Sharing with your friends is how we're able to even consider making other things and have made this show for the past almost 5 years. I especially want to thank those of you who have gone out of your way to message me personally and share with me about your life. I don't know how many of you know this, but thanks to those of you who shared with me that you realized you were autistic and or ADHD because of this show, that's why I have the job I have today. That's why I have the first job I've ever had, where I don't wake up in the morning dreading working, where I actually enjoy working. Because that happened enough that my own therapist said, hey, maybe you should make that your job, talking to people who just realized they're autistic. I wouldn't have the job I have today if it wasn't for this show. I'd also like to thank the people who make this show happen. James, Violet, Autumn, Taryn, Carl, and anyone else who has ever worked on this show and made it happen, even if you were a guest voice for maybe two lines, I want to thank all of you. Up until 2019, when I started really writing this in earnest, this was just a little world that lived in my own head. And I wrote it down, and I needed to put it somewhere, and I didn't know the way to do it, and one day I thought, oh, I could do this as a podcast. And then I did it. And I'm pretty convinced that no matter what I make in the future, this might be the most important creative thing I've ever done for myself. We're not a big show. We're no Magnus Archives. We're no Midnight Burger. But this show had such a big impact on my life. I would not have a home I own with Violet, who I realized I was deeply in gay love with, writing this show. I would not have the life I have today without creating this and without the people who helped me create it. And I just, if you take anything away from this final button of today's lucky winner, this final housekeeping section, please make that thing you want to make. This has changed my life in ways you cannot imagine. It has opened up my world, and I want the same for each and every one of you. If you want to make something yourself and you're thinking, I don't have all the right equipment, it's not going to be perfect, doesn't matter. Better it be real than it be perfect, because perfect doesn't exist. Please make your thing. My life has changed for the better in ways I don't think I could accurately describe in the time we have in this little housekeeping section. I love what we've done over the past 5 years. I am so grateful I've gotten to make this with some of my favorite people in the world. I have been given community. I have met some people who I consider my dearest, dearest friends because of this show. Because one day I decided to ask some talented people that I love and care about if they would help me bring a little story I had in mind to life. This isn't the last thing we have as a gang at Mixnomer. We're working on the spinoff, and as I record this, we're actually starting to record the pilot tomorrow, and I have that same spark of excitement I did when I started doing today's lucky winner, and I get that excitement every single time I get to make something with people I love. This chapter of my creative life is closing, but you all have opened up chapters to my creativity I didn't even know I had. Thank you so much for these 3 seasons. It's almost 5 years. Thank you for listening. Thank you for changing my life. Until next time, little buddies. Try not to die.